Silver and Black Show.
I told them last night, you know, they deserve better than the result of that ball game yesterday. Our fans deserve better. Our owner deserves better. I mean, everybody deserves better. I get it. But they have to keep focused, stay the course. You know, it's a new day here, and we're getting ready to go, and we're getting ready to, you know, to win a football game in San Diego. I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not? Why can't the Raiders win a football game this Sunday in San Diego? Last time they saw the Chargers in Oakland on October the 12th, they played their best game of the year and nearly beat the Chargers, who at that time had the best record in pro football at 5-1. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined, as always, by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Oakland Raiders, Jim Plunkett, in week 11, Jim. So why not? Why can't they get one this week in San Diego on Sunday?
You know, as you mentioned, it was their best game of the season when they played them the first time here in Oakland. And, you know, anything's possible. And, you know, they can gear things up, not make mistakes, get some turnovers like they did against Denver. You know, there's certainly a possibility they can win this football game. And the Chargers have to be down a little bit after getting that shellacking by Miami down there, 37-0. And, you know, things aren't going all that swell for San Diego right now.
Yeah, they've lost three in a row, and they're coming in off their bye week. We thought the Raiders, Jim, were going to get their first victory of the season last week, and that's going to be headline number one of our Raider headlines for Week 11 on the Silver and Black Show. And it's Hayden Flashes right away. Peyton Manning, his second pass attempt of the game. Look at the depth here in linebacker. C.O. Moore gets deep, makes Peyton float that ball over the top of number 55, and there's D.J. Hayden with an early pick. And then later, Jim, a tremendously athletic play by Justin Tuck to tip the ball with his left hand, dive and get it. The Raiders led this football game 10-6 late in the first half last Sunday.
They were playing very good football at that time, making things happen defensively, obviously, as you mentioned, with those two interceptions, giving the Raiders good field position, the opportunity to score, and that's what you need against good football teams. And it's not just the athletic ability that DJ showed, but, you know, the proper depth by C.O. Moore getting in the lane, making things harder for Peyton Manning to complete the pass. You know, that's also a positive, but they've got to do a lot more of it.
Yeah, it was 10-6 Raiders, Jim, with about 3 minutes to go in the half, and then all of a sudden it was 41-10, and that's our second headline this week on the Silver and Black Show. That escalated quickly. How did it? Derek Carr forces one over the middle, intercepted by Bradley Roby. And then Peyton Manning does his thing. A couple of missed tackles here, two or three on one play, a bomb down the sideline. They scored on five straight possessions, Jim. It went from 10-6 Raiders to 41-10, seemingly like that.
Derek Carr forced that pass. He should have probably either taken the sack or just thrown it away, but he tried to force it in there. And then I thought around the 2 minute mark at the end of the first half, you know, they should have let it wind down to the 2 minute, give the Broncos less time to maneuver the ball down the field. And those are things, you know, they got to know what's going on during the course of a ball game and make those kinds of decisions at the right time.
And maybe it'll be this Sunday, as we say, as the Raiders return to Southern California to take on the reeling San Diego Chargers. And that'll be our third headline this week, Jim, on the Silver and Black Show. Make it four. Last time we saw the San Diego Chargers, they had the best record in pro football, along with the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles, since they have lost three in a row, home to Kansas City, at Denver, and their last game, they were off last week on the bye. They went to Miami and lost 37-0, Jim. So right now, this football team is reeling in San Diego.
Yeah, they certainly are, and, you know, who knows why? They played some good football teams in Kansas City, Denver, and Miami. They're all very good, solid football teams, but 37-0, probably a big surprise by everybody, but sometimes it goes that way when you're playing somebody that's hot. And Miami seems to be a pretty good football team right now. So, you know, obviously the Raiders have a chance, but they've got to play some excellent football, and not just one quarter, two quarters, but for a full game. And if they can do that, I think they have a very good chance of winning this football game.
Well, as we said, last time we saw this team back in mid-October, the Raiders played their best game of the year. Derek Carr threw four touchdown passes, one to the speedy wide receiver from San Diego State, Bryce Butler. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we will speak to number 12, former San Diego State Aztec turned Oakland Raider. Bryce Butler will make his first appearance on the Silver and Black Show. Head coach Tony Sparano will join us, as he always does each week, to preview the Charger game on Sunday. And Jim and I will show you how the quick snap has been a big problem for the Raiders defense this year. All this and more as we continue on week 11 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.